Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We've got a great episode for you guys today. The title is Not the End, What Rebuilding Can Look Like. All right, it's season 9, and we're talking about coupleships. We're talking about wounded and dismantled and disassembled coupleships, and what does it look like to start rebuilding? And what I want to say is it looks different. I think a lot of people don't take the time required, the time that is necessary to truly grieve the loss of what was, what, and oftentimes really did work in the relationship. There are a lot of things, minus obviously the disease of addiction, but there are a lot of aspects of relationship that really do work for a couple, before discovery, before, you know, your world explodes and implodes and explodes again. I mean, it's brutal, for both parties. And what I just want to say is please fully grieve the loss of the relationship as it was, because moving forward, it will not be the same. Okay. I'm also here to say it can be so much better. It can be beautiful. It can be honest. It can be vulnerable. It can be more connected and engaged and just easy is what I want to say in so many ways. That is what can come in the rebuilding process, but it will never look the same. It will be different. And you do want to grieve. Because, like I said, there's just so many elements and aspects of things that you will miss. You will miss. And that is okay. That is okay. Because you have, at this stage, in this phase of the recovery process, for both the betrayed partner and for the recovering addict, you have a foundation of trust and understanding and insight and awareness and clarity, because you've been very clear about your non-negotiable behaviors moving forward. You have all of this that creates a firm foundation to rebuild upon, okay? But what you are rebuilding will be different. It will. And one of the things that I think stands out a lot as people dip their toe into this reconciliation, it's beyond reconciliation. It's rebuilding a coupleship from scratch in a lot of ways, and vulnerability comes up often, okay? And let's be honest, still at this stage and phase, and sometimes for forever, there's going to be triggers. there's going to be upset. There are going to be behaviors that are reminiscent of the disease. And, you know, that's important. I'd actually like to hover over that for a moment, because there are so many things that will disrupt the nervous system of both the betrayed and the recovering addict. And when that happens, it, in a blink of an eye, can take you way back to post-discovery, like right after. And what you will learn to do, though, as you rebuild, is to hold space for each other, recognize when it's a disrupted nervous system that's reminiscent of the disease versus being the disease, or a disrupted nervous system that's reminiscent of betrayal trauma, but it's not necessarily the trauma still talking, okay? And so I think it really is constantly and consistently prioritizing the marriage or the partnership and turning towards each other and communicating, you know, what are their wants? What are their needs? What is happening in their nervous system? What are they making up about what they're feeling? And how can partners then step in a safe way to meet those needs for each other? You know, it's tough. It is really, really tough. This work is not for the faint of heart. We have said this so many times. It is not for the faint of heart. It is for the strong. It is for the courageous. It is for the people who believe. You know, they still believe. And it's also for the people that still have another round in them. I also want to always honor the people who know they can't do this anymore. Okay? That is not going to be their best path forward, where they live their best life in integrity. And that is okay too. I always want to honor that. But for the people who have that foundation that they feel building upon is their best path forward, you know, grieve. Turn towards each other. Feel all of that newness and that vulnerability, and let that, you know, turn into some excitement, some positive energy, some positive emotion, some, you know, desire, right? Getting your sexuality back on track. First, interpersonally, your own sexual self, and then sharing that with the partner.
All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes.
I really do. I like the book. I enjoyed the book. It's called Erotic Intelligence. I've talked about it before, but I do feel like at some point, as partners are moving forward, engaging in this book as a couple, obviously at the right time of recovery, but at this stage and phase, you would be able to engage this book well and use it in your sexual recovery. You know, it's beautiful when you can come together every night, every morning, you know, whenever there is a need, and share vulnerably with a shared desire for recovery, for healing, for authenticity, and to support each other in your process of continued growth. You know, I wanted to have this conversation because if at any stage and phase the desire is to get back to where we were, there's a lot of danger there. There's a lot of danger. And we talked in a previous episode about, you know, attachment styles, right? And so you want to be mindful of that, because reverting to old behavior or trying to slide into the relationship as it was, you know, it could be catastrophic and lead to relapse and hurt. So please do be mindful of the newness that you know, awaits you. You know, talk about your shared desire, both for your interpersonal recovery and healing and for the coupleship. All right. This is also a good time at this stage and phase to, you know, talk about like what is going to be the way that we engage regularly on a weekly basis. Where are our continued touch points? Where are our date nights? Where are our shared hobbies, or I don't know that I love that word, but activities, and where are our familial, you know, activities and times set aside? Because a lot of listeners, a lot of, you know, betrayed partners and recovering addicts, they've got kiddos in that home. And so, you know, that it's not so easy to come by, but it's really critical. It's very important. And so is the ongoing therapy, right? And so, God knows, I so respect the parents of young ones who make that therapy happen. And they prioritize it, and they know that they need it, and they know how important it is for the entire family system, for the coupleship, and for their interpersonal healing. So I just really want to honor all of the people who make that happen. Come hell or high water, they're getting to their therapy and continuing to invest heavily in their recovery process. So yeah, guys, it's tough, but I need you to know that for a lot of people, it's not an end. It is a beginning. It is a birth of newness, of connection, and a lot of, hopefully, laughter and joy and play and sexual fun and positive energy. There will be a time that you feel really safe in doing these things with your partner again. And that's what we're all about in my private practice, Resolve Strategies, Inc. And so if you are a listener and you've never looked at Resolve Strategies, you might check that out. It's www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. And we've got a ton of resources there, and this podcast is there, and all kinds of stuff. So you might want to check it out. We do specialize in trauma-initiated process addictions and mood and food, all types of sexual compulsivity and recovering addicts and couples. We do a lot with betrayed partners, and we do formal disclosures as well. Check it out. But there is hope on the other side, and I just want to be here to remind you guys of that. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey. Are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.